listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. The federal budget is a cruel blow for Queensland's most vulnerable. That's according to the state's Council of Social Service. Jim Chalmers handed down the financial roadmap Tuesday night, promising to give Queenslanders relief with a $300 power bill rebate on top of the recently unveiled $1,000 credit plus frozen medicine prices. But Amy McVee, CEO, says the most impacted will suffer after the budget failed to deliver an increase in income support payments.
To bring down inflation, the government is saying that unemployment will rise. And at the same time, as unemployment rises, we are pushing those people into poverty. So it's a cruel act not to increase income support.
A new drug that can stop brain cells from dying after a patient suffers a stroke could soon make a life-changing impact in Mackay and the Whitsundays. That's if a clinical trial currently running in a Queensland hospital is successful. Argenica Therapeutics Managing Director Dr. Liz Delimore says the ARG-007 medicine could mean the difference between walking or being wheelchair-bound.
If we could deliver our drug in the region, if we could protect those brain cells for a period of time and buy that patient time to actually get into these stroke care units in the metro areas, then that would be a fantastic outcome for this drug.
To other news now, farmers are eagerly awaiting tomorrow's answers to several questions on notice. The questions were raised during the inquiry into supermarket pricing in Brisbane earlier this week. CEO of Queensland Fruit and Vegetable Growers, Rachel Chambers, says at no point in time have the supermarkets been held accountable for their actions.
We have noticed that at no stage, even when confronted with the huge mountains of evidence to the contrary, that the supermarkets have not yet admitted doing anything wrong by suppliers.